Welcome back to Vikings Connected. I'm Erin Newberg, alongside former Viking linebacker Ben Lieber. This show is all about you, the fans, so make sure you stay a part of the conversation. You can use hashtag Vikings Connected on Twitter, you can like our Facebook page, and you can also follow us on Instagram.
You know, and so far this year on Vikings Connected, we've had a lot of great guests. Former player, a couple celebrity fans, and really this week is no different. He actually called last week's game down in New Orleans for Fox. He is five-time Pro Bowler Rondae Barber. All right, Rondae Barber, we're always having great guests on this show, and you are no exception. Let me go through this quick list and introduce you because it takes a while, right? 16 years in the NFL with one team, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, okay. Five-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro. You won the Super Bowl 38, and now you're a Fox NFL analyst. So thanks for joining our show.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
You get a resume like that, you should be able to analyze football games, right?
You should.
Right.
Well, thanks for joining us. You were on the call last week down in New Orleans. So, you know, first off, what's just your impression of the Vikings and how the game went?
You know what? It started so slow for them, and it's generally the case when you go to New Orleans. They don't lose at home. New Orleans doesn't. And I thought it was a very typical game for New Orleans. Start fast, score a couple of quick points. And then if you're able to weather that, then you have a chance. And I think Minnesota's defense did a very good job of weathering that storm. I mean, you get to their first 15, 20 plays, and it's like they know exactly what you're going to do. They keep you off balance. But I think once that passed, once they settled down, they were impressive, especially on defense.
So what did you think of Teddy's debut?
You know, it's funny, I said this in the broadcast, but I walked up to Teddy pregame, just wanted to introduce myself. Obviously, everybody knows who he is. And I said, when am I going to see you play? And he's like, I don't know, you know, sometime. And not anticipating at all that it would be that day. But I was impressed. You know, you guys know him, obviously, you're around him. But his demeanor is such that just nothing phases him, and it looked like that when you took the field on Sunday when Matt got hurt.
So let's transition into this game, and you mentioned it earlier. I mean, you played in the NFC South, so you know all about both New Orleans and Atlanta. Which kind of your scouting report that you could break down for Matt Ryan and his team?
Well, you know, if you watch Thursday night's game against Tampa, it was like practice for him. It was just a bad showing by Tampa. The matchup I have to look for, the big matchup, is Minnesota's defense is versus that passing game. That offense is dictated by the way Matt Ryan plays and how he delivers balls. And if you watch the Cincinnati game, they weren't nearly as effective as they were against Tampa. And on defense, man, Mike Nolan might blitz every other snap. I mean, it's crazy. And they rotate five or six, seven different linemen, different looks, 3-4 odd looks and 4-3 even looks. And it gets a little crazy, but they have to find a way to generate a pass rush because they haven't been able to do it with just a four-man rush. So they've gotten creative, and you'll see, like Tampa and like they tried to do against Cincinnati, I'm sure they'll come after you guys with a lot of different looks and formations and try to rattle Teddy Bridgewater a little bit. But I think it's going to be a good matchup.
You mentioned Julio Jones. He's a bigger receiver, and, you know, let's be honest here, you weren't exactly the biggest corner in the league, right? And if you look –
smallest, in fact, I think.
Right. I didn't want to say it, but
good
you
things
know.
Come in small packages. There you
yes.
go.
So we don't have big corners either. And
no.
You know, what's your advice on how we play against these bigger, more physical receivers? I mean, we have Megatron in our division, you've got Marshall in our division, and now we've got Julio Jones, who's a big physical receiver as well. How do you prepare for these guys, and how do you execute some of these presses and man-type coverages?
I tell you what, if you're a smaller corner in this league, and Captain's about my size, actually he was joking with me before the game, he said he was taller than me. I was like, I don't know if you're taller. You might be a quarter of an inch taller than me, but if you're playing man against guys like that, against Calvin's, against Randy Moss's when I played, you have to win at the line of scrimmage. If you miss, it's over with. And Julio's the kind of guy, he's got that big frame, first of all. But he's talented enough and he's explosive enough that once he's by you, he's by you. And there's nobody's going to catch up with him. So I would imagine, much like you guys did with Jimmy last week, that there'll always be somebody floating around him. The challenge is going to be how they decide to play Julio Jones. And I'll be looking forward to see what Mike Zimmer comes up with.
Well, we'll be looking forward to it as well. Thank you very much. That's all the time we've got. And if you don't mind, I'll be at the game as well. I'll pop my head in and say hello.
Absolutely, man. I can't wait to see you, man. Good meeting you, Aaron.
Thanks,
nice
man.
Nice to meet you. Well, it was great to get a national perspective like that from somebody like Rondé.
Well, absolutely. And he knows, I mean, he's in the NFC South, so he knows both of those teams, so it was good. All right, now it's Golden Nacho nominee number two. The first one was Robert Kraft and that phantom high five. Yeah. This one, you know, we're all talking about football follies this week. So this one is actually Steven Tulloch, a guy that's in our division with the Detroit Lions, and gets a sack of Aaron Rodgers. Everybody's excited, plays with emotion, and during the celebration, check it out, left knee. Yeah, unfortunately, great player. Tries to walk it off, no big deal. It is a torn ACL, and he's out for the season.
That's the worst.
I feel really bad for him.
I do, too.
It's funny to an extent, and I don't want to, like, wish any bad or ill will towards any players. But come on, it's kind of funny.
I know, it is. Well, I would celebrate. If I sacked Aaron Rodgers, I would celebrate like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a big deal, and it is funny. I do feel a little bad for him.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It is funny.
You got to watch the celebration. When Vikings Connected returns, Flash, Cordero Patterson, makes his weekly appearance, this time at school. But next, Ben will show you how the Vikings can take down the Falcons. It's Vikings Connected.